welcome to Killer Crawl Space. This is episode 44. This one's going to be about the Rodan Massacre as well. It's a part three. It's not really going to be anything new with anybody that's in the group. This is kind of still to finish up the timeline. This is going to be kind of going more into the victims and everything, more details that they gathered from like the Chillicothe Gazette, Dayton Daily News, and looks like that's like the main ones that I see here. But basically, I'll be, like I said, going into more detail for the people that don't know the case about the victims that was sadly taken that day. But I'll start off with Kenneth Rodan. He was 44 years old, but him and his ex-wife had two children. They married in Waverly, Ohio on May 17, 1991, and divorced in 2006 because they were incompatible with each other. According to court records, the children are now 19 and 23, and he previously worked for the Crown Over Lumber Company in Pebbles, Ohio. Like I said, according to the Dayton Daily News, like I said, he's 44, date of birth March 30th, 1972. And I guess at the time of his death, he worked at the U.S. Utilities, but he was the eighth victim found, and he was discovered by a cousin at his house on Left Fork Road, if you remember correctly from the first episode. Christopher Rodan Sr., he was 40 years old. He was born September 17, 1975. As you know, he was the ex-husband to Dana, and he was the father to Christopher Jr., Hannah, and Clarence. And they had divorced in 2007, and Clarence lived with him, according to court records. And he had worked construction jobs at a Big Bear resort in Lucasville, according to a family member. And even though him and Dana had divorced, they did seem to be very close still to each other, which is, you know, very good. Like I said, she would die in the shootings as well. And much of the property where the killings occurred, I guess, was owned by him. But to go into the next one, it'd be Gary Rodan. He was 38 years old. And, you know, he was a cousin of Christopher Rodan Sr. His date of birth was December 19th, 1977. They're not sure what his status was, if he was, you know, in a relationship or whatever. None of the children are known, if he had any children. He was a self-employed, education's unknown. But he was born in Ashland, Kentucky, and was a resident of Greenup, Kentucky at the time of his death in Piketon, Ohio. And according to Rodan's father, Kenneth Rodan, he was a hard worker who used to help out on the tobacco farm in Kentucky where the family had its roots. Basically, you know, he was a hard worker and a really good guy, and he was one of those people, you know, that would do anything for anybody. Okay, going on to Dana Rodan. She, you know, like I said, she married Christopher Rodan Sr., and they married on October 27, 1994. And, like I said, they had three children. They divorced in 2007 because, you know, basically differences and stuff. They shared custody of their children after the divorce. And, like I said earlier, that one of them did live with him, the other two lived with her. And she worked at a nursing home in Pebbles, Ohio, and she had worked there since October. And they said she was a very kind and caring worker. And the day before she was killed, she had worked a double shift, according to the Chillicothe Gazette. And according to the Dayton Daily News, like I said, she was born August 29th, 1978. Like I said, her occupation was a nurse. Her education was unknown. But they said she was the same, you know, willing to do anything for anybody. And even though, like I said, even though that she married a young, because they said she's only 16 when she married Chris, and he was 19. And she was a student at the time, and her first child, Frankie, was born August 1995. Her child was born in 1999, in November. But after she had given birth to Hannah, 5 months after that, she had became She got her, well, her nurse aid license, I should say. And she worked at the Hillside Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation for about 6 months, according to the director of nursing, the Jenny Elliott. Sorry if I've messed up here in a few parts. I'm reading off their the printout that I done of this. And like I said, even the Miss Elliott said that she had a heart of gold and was extremely giving and excellent at what she did. And basically, she'd bring food in for the staff and just an all-around great person, you know, bringing in gifts and everything. So it says here that even though they divorced in 2007, like I said earlier, that they had remained close. But on Facebook, she had listed her relationship status as it's complicated since April 1st, 2015. Were they trying to work things out again? Or was it somebody else? Who knows? But Clarence, Frankie, the father of two children, drove in demolition derbies, even competing in out-of-state events. Numerous people in the demolition derby community took to Facebook to share their condolences. He worked at a sawmill, according to his grandfather, and previously attended Piketon High School. Like I said, this is according to the Chillicothe Gazette. And according to the Dayton Daily News, like I said, he was born August 10th, 1995. I was born August 6th, 1989. I'm, you know, older than he is, but he's just 4 days after my birthday. Like I said, he was engaged to Hannah Gilley. Let's see, he had, you know, a son that was mothered by another lady. But she was not involved, and he had another son that was 6 months old, mothered by Hannah. But, you know, the children survived because, you know, the one wasn't there, and the other one was found there, 6 months old. But he was a maintenance at Big Bear Lake Family Resort and McCoy Lumber. And he did have a little bit of criminal history. One assault charge from July 2015 was dismissed, according to the Pike County court records. Education, he studied welding at Pike County Career Tech Center and attended Piketon High School, class of 2012. Like I said, he had been engaged to Hannah, and the two were the parents of a six-month-old boy. Like I said, he fathered the three-year-old boy, and he enjoyed spending time with his family and friends, like what man doesn't, you know, that has, you know, a little boy and stuff. Well, a little girl, whatever. But he loved fishing, hunting, and he also enjoyed demolition derby, like I said earlier, and his prize 1990s model Ford Crown Victoria, according to his social media accounts. Okay, on to Hannah Gilley. Like I said, she was 20 years old. She was engaged to Clarence, Frankie. And she described him to be the love of her life on her Facebook page. And she had attended the Northwest High School nearby McDermott, Ohio, according to her Facebook page. And she described herself as self-employed. But she was born February 28th, 1996. Like I said, she was engaged to Clarence or Frankie. And like I said, she had the one child. And like I said she was self-employed. Where she attended school at. And in high school, she participated in, like, in 4-H, was on the homecoming court. And during one of the interviews for the homecoming court, she had said her favorite hobbies were riding four-wheelers, going mudding, and hanging out with friends. At that time, she had planned to go to college, obtain a business degree, and open a daycare. So, pretty neat stuff and pretty good hobbies, you know, to open a daycare and everything like that. And, you know, get a business degree. Sadly, you know, her life was taken too soon for her. The next girl will be Hannah Roden. She was 19 years old. She worked at a nursing home, but she had recently taken maternity leave. And as you know, she was shot to death as she slept with her days-old infant daughter nearby. And she also had a 2-year-old daughter, but she was not at the crime scene. And she'd begin working at Lucasville, Ohio Nursing Home in January as a certified nursing assistant, according to her Facebook page. And, you know, she was born April 7, 1997, and in a relationship with Corey Holdren since October 2015, according to social media. Her education was unknown. But like I said, she did have two children, Sophia Wagner, who was not present during the shootings and was fathered by Jake Wagner. As you could tell in the first episode of this, part one, Jake Wagner and the Wagner family was mentioned in that. Excuse me. And like I said, she was the mother of the two girls, and I still can't get over, you know, just them finding, you know, the couple-day-year-old girl laying next to her. It's so depressing, you know, to even think about that. But she had said this about herself on Facebook. I had a pretty rough start, but have came out on the better side. I'm beyond happy of where I am today. Her quote, according to Facebook, was, "Every saint has a past and every sinner has a future." That's a pretty good quote. Okay, Christopher Roden Jr., 16 years old. The Piketon High School freshman had recently got his driver's license. Okay, I remember when I got my first driver's license. And he lived with his mother, Dana. And that was according to court records. They had him listed November 4th, 1999, when he was born. And he was a summer laborer at the Big Bear Lake Family Resort. Like I said, he was a freshman at Piketon High School. And it says he was the first one that thought, if he thought that someone wasn't being treated fairly or felt like someone wasn't being treated appropriately, he would speak up about it, said the superintendent, Todd Brickett, told the Associated Press. So he seemed like a really good kid. Like, everything I've read on this family so far, like I said, reading their thing they put together for him, like, this whole family seemed very, like, a very nice family. So, which, nothing against the Roden family, but, you know, I know sometimes you might have the perfect family, and inside it's not that perfect, but I don't know, it just seems like they might have, you know, not want to, like, start rumors or anything. You know, they might have dabbed in a few bad things and stuff, but nobody, I don't care what they've done, they did not deserve any of this that happened to them. So, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully I'll have the other parts out this month. Like I said, that's what I plan on. 4 episodes this month. Part 2 already came out. This will be part 3, and I got part 4 and part 5. Part 4 and part 5 will kind of be like a discussion. I'm going to bring my girlfriend along to kind of do the discussion. So I'm pretty excited because, like I said, this part and last part wasn't really, was just me reading, you know, off the printout I've done of the timeline that was put together. And I'm glad they were, you know, gave me permission to share it. You know, because like I said, if you're in the group, the Real Roden Massacre Facebook group, then like I said, you already know basically everything I've said in this episode and the last one. But the next two episodes, maybe it'll bring a little bit of new light. And, you know, because it's going to be different things and just kind of my thoughts behind some stuff. And I think that'll be it for this episode. But thank you for tuning in. I'll see you on the next one.